Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with a gentleman we call the Sultan. The Sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. We're talking about the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
I got my headphones
took you a while.
Unwrapped away from my microphone, my CRN microphone. I've got the tall one with the tall neck.
Yeah.
And it throws me every once in a while when I get around a lot of wires.
Yeah, you look good this year. We're in our winter clothing here because it's been cold. We do the show out of Hollyweird, California. Next week on the show, by the way, our big Christmas show, we'll kind of reminisce about Christmases of old and new. You want to do that? Might be kind of fun.
That would be a lot of fun because we don't usually get to change the type here on the show.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that'll be kind of
great.
But
we're fine. Yeah, we're
now,
in good shit.
We should mention that handicapping did not go as well as we had anticipated. You're really depressed about this because
Fred I'm upset about it.
Former NFL legend there, the all-pro defensive end for the Rams. He played for signed by the New York Giants for a while, was on the, in theory, he was on the New England Patriots when he met a guy named Belichick, and he says, here's what you should do. And he gave him a few thoughts, and then, of course, the rest is history.
I said, Bill, first of all, let's start the day off by trading me to the Rams. And then you can do whatever the hell you want with your team.
And then it worked out for everybody.
Well, okay, if you're going to be that way about it.
So it's just really good. And but we did pretty bad. What were you, like 8-8 or something last week?
I could have had my neighbor, you know, who has an iguana, and I could have had him, and he would just yell across every once in a while. He'd say, hey, Fred, I like Philadelphia this week. What about you? And I'm thinking to myself,
no,
that's a nice guess, but that's not going to happen. And it happens.
And then Philadelphia.
And that guy, I'm 8-8, and this guy is like 11-5.
That's really true. It's pretty depressing. And you know, me, I don't have really any skin in the game. I'm just a powerhouse of knowledge in the world of sports. And Fred, of course, the player, the acting legend, the All-Pro defensive end, a guy that knows his stuff.
The putative expert of football. And I haven't got a clue. I've got to stop doing it because apparently something is going on.
Careful.
My mojo has hit the road.
Hey, we got emails on the show today. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer@crntalk.com. Forward him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. But email him, Fred Dreyer@crntalk.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash but have bad credit or maxed out cards? Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000, whatever your credit, with no paperwork. MoneyASAP.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks. If you have a checking account and a regular income source, you can get cash in your account as soon as tomorrow. Type this into your smartphone or computer address bar. www.moneyasap.com. That's moneyasap.com. MoneyASAP.com.
It may not be over the river and through the woods, but if you're traveling over the holidays, protect your home and valuables with Blink security cameras. Blink XT2 cameras are motion activated. Place them anywhere, and when they detect motion, you get an alert and a video clip on your Blink smartphone app. Who on your gift list would love a Blink security camera? A busy mom whose Blink camera alerts her when the kids get home from school and lets her chat with them using the two-way talk feature. Or the business traveler who'll sleep better knowing his family is safe and secure. And don't forget grandparents. Blink XT2 cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and run on two AA lithium batteries for up to 2 years. Blink XT2 security cameras are the perfect gift for everyone on your nice list. Save up to 25% now through December 24th on Blink cameras and systems. Plus, get a free Amazon Echo with the purchase of any system while supplies last. Visit blinkprotect.com/sale. blinkprotect.com/sale. blinkprotect.com/sale.
Check off your gift list and save by starting with Lowe's. Now you can get your choice of a 227-piece Cobalt Mechanics tool set for $99, a $600 value if purchased separately, or get a Cobalt 24-volt max cordless brushless drill with battery, also just $99. And for one day only, December 21st, all new and existing Lowe's Advantage card holders get 10% off purchases made with your Lowe's card. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Tools offer valid through 12/24. Credit offer valid 12/21. Subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
When you're diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer,
a lot of questions run through your mind.
What am I going to do?
What are my options?
What did I do wrong?
We've had those thoughts too.
But some questions can help you move forward.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com for an interactive guide to help you learn the next steps to take after an MBC diagnosis.
And how to ask the questions that lead to an open and informed conversation with your doctor.
Start finding your voice today
at findyourmbcvoice.com.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Decking the halls with custom cards and invitations.
Staples makes connecting with clients and loved ones easy with hundreds of holiday templates you can customize and call your own.
And right now, get 20% off select custom cards and invitations. Some can even be printed same day.
So deck the halls faster and for less this year at Staples,
where there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Ends 12/28/19, limit one. Visit staples.com/holiday cards or store for details.
We're back here in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, man who is the star of our program here. We thank you so much for joining us. Want to say hi to Gail is out there. We've got a lot of people tuned into us. We actually do this show live on Wednesday at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. And then, of course, you can listen to us on the weekends on Sirius XM Channel 211. It's Sports Byline, all that good stuff. Now, don't forget, you can email Fred by emailing freddreyer@crntalk.com. That's freddreyer@crntalk.com. And can we start this here? Fred, Stevie has sent a note to you. And he said, hi, Fred. I hope you're enjoying the holidays. Do you have a favorite Christmas tradition or memory from your childhood? So what do you have for us, Fred?
I always have a great childhood here in California. It's very unusual. We don't have snow where I live, but we have a beautiful beach. We have great weather, and we have everybody is out shopping. Everybody, right. we have a beautiful window shopping, yes. And people go to lunch and they socialize. It's a great time of the year here for everybody to kind of be hit the sidewalk and be out amongst everybody. So I like all of that, and I like the fact that many people here in California, in Southern California, are leaving town for skiing destinations, and therefore leaving L.A., my hometown, kind of real sleepy and quiet.
So here's the thing. Stevie is saying, yes, that's a good tradition that you're saying. You're glad people are leaving and all that. But the question is, are you enjoying the holidays? And do you have a favorite Christmas tradition or memory from your childhood? Next week, I want you to talk about your favorite gift. But let's talk about a tradition or a memory from your childhood this week. What do you have?
Well, I think hiding in my room while my parents put
hiding?
Well, they're supposed to say, go to bed, and we're going to put the presents under the tree.
Oh, so you would pretend like you were sleeping.
We pretend we were sleeping, and then we'd crack the door, and then we'd watch my parents put the presents down. It was very, very Norman Rockwell-ish.
Who led this? Was this your plan or your brother's?
Well, I was.
Of course you were.
I was always the instigator. Yeah.
And you're the youngest of the two, right? He's older brother?
Oh, yeah.
So you would get him in trouble. Would they ever catch
you? Well, we never got in trouble. They'd just say, shut that door. You know, okay, we're shutting it. Then we'd open it. Yeah, so.
See, as a kid, my bedroom was off down the hallway, and I loved radio and TV, so I would sneak out of bed really quietly. And then I would, like, you know, like the guys on combat or something, I would just crawl on a belly crawl, like I'm going down behind enemy lines, and I'd crawl out through the door of my bedroom. I'd make a right turn, go up the hallway, and we had a wall heater sitting there, so it was nice and warm. And I'd get up there by the wall heater, and I was able to just peer in, and I'd hear the TV, and then I'd catch the picture, and I'd start looking, and I'd be there 30 seconds. And my mom would say, "Michael James, go to bed." How did she know I was there? I would sneak there so quietly, and she would know every time I snuck out to watch the Arthur Godfrey show.
Oh, I used to do that too.
That was, he wasn't Arthur Godfrey.
I used to sneak out and watch your TV when you were a kid.
You did at my house?
Yeah. One of the big things for me was my mother's pumpkin pies.
Oh, she'd make homemade pumpkin pie.
She would make the best pumpkin pies, and they were the best. And one of the things that everybody says, well, the crust is key. Yes, it is key. It's got to be thin.
Is that how they'd say it? Is that the way they would say it?
Yes.
Like that? The crust is key. Is that
the
what they
crust on your pumpkin pie must be firm, okay. Yet it must be flaky and crispy. So we did all that. My mom had the best crust. But what was exceptional was the pie filling itself.
What did she do special?
She had her own way of doing stuff.
Doctoring it up, right?
Yeah. Here's what she did. She realized she made pies considering the fact that people would put whipped cream on it.
Oh, yeah.
So she had not canned whipped cream. She had homemade whipped cream.
You're a whipped cream nut to this day. You go nuts for it.
It's very holiday-ish to me.
I better get whipped cream at the house if you're coming over.
You better do it yourself.
So you invite Fred to your house. Not only is he appreciative that you're going to come to the house, he actually will tell you what to make and what to have available for him. Like, port's got to be there, right? You got to have some port.
Well, you're the one that's always selling liquor to me.
Room temperature Guinness, got to be room temperature.
Ladies and gentlemen, you should see his house.
Room temperature.
He's got a complete room dedicated to alcohol.
And then you'll scowl if you don't like the dinner. But then the dessert, now we have to have not just whipped cream. This has to be homemade whipped cream.
It's got to be homemade whipped cream. And because the sweetness of the pie itself, which is not overly sweet, has to blend in with the pie. Now, when I'm a kid, I'm thinking only of whipped cream and pie.
Right.
But as I got older, I now began to bring in cappuccino. So now I had cappuccino, pie, and original whipped cream.
So now he's got to be cappuccino.
So it's got to be that.
So cappuccino will have to be there.
It has to be there.
And so here's, my mom would make a cheesecake, the New York style, but she would put a little bit of something special. There was some lemon or something there. It was light. It was delicious, but still that consistency with the crumbs on top, the graham cracker crust around the side. Oh, that was the best cheesecake ever.
And my aunt Ruth, my mom's oldest sister, would always say, "Freddie, would you want some peas?"
Oh no!
I'm saying I don't want.
Was this your mom or your aunt Ruth?
My mom's oldest sister.
Aunt Ruth would
she
say
had
that.
Seven Freddie, of them, by the way.
Would you like? When she was a baby, did they call her Baby Ruth?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she would ask you if you wanted peas, and you'd say no.
She always wanted to ask me would you like some peas? And then she would put a gigantic, you know, one of those serving teaspoon, tablespoons,
it's a spoon. It's not
serving spoon.
Yeah.
And she would, you know, hold it up. Want some? I said no. Put it back. And so she's she'd ask me like three times during the course of the week. Would you like some peas?
They're good for you.
You're trying to sell these peas.
Yes.
You know, and they were her peas.
So that was your least favorite of all the things.
I don't want to be strong armed and eating other people's food.
What was your favorite thing from the table? What was your favorite?
Well, I love the Brussels sprouts. I still do today.
Wow. That's pretty good for a kid to like Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, and I like spinach. I did like spinach.
So you're eating spinach and Brussels sprouts. What the hell you need the peas for?
I don't know.
I don't know.
And believe me, they were freshly shocked peas. They weren't canned peas.
They were freshly shocked.
And later on, you know, I tried them, and they were okay, but I never liked peas. There's something about the consistency of them.
Yeah.
Too... not want to.
Later on, we'd retire and seized by the fire.
Yeah, and then
unafraid the friends that we made when we were walking. We'd walk in a winter wonderland.
I remember when I was a kid, I stole alcohol.
What?
I stole alcohol.
Oh, hold on. You can't just drink it. Lay that down. We'll have to talk about that again in a few minutes. Just hold off on that, okay? Can we talk about that?
Well, apparently, we're going to.
Yeah. How old were you when you stole alcohol?
Probably around 12, 13.
Oh, yeah. Kids, we have to make sure the kids aren't tuned in. We'll get that cleared away and stay with us here. Don't forget, today on the show, we also have Adam Burns will be here, sportsbook manager for betonline.ag. To help us out, we're going to stay out of that. We'll let him tell us what to do.
Let him pick
He'll does. We'll let him pick the winners. Okay, there you go. Straight ahead. Stay with us in the Sports Lounge.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
We're back here in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Yep.
Thank you for joining us. Zach is in here for he does a sports show with us. We have to get he and Mike Gary in here with our. Are we going to do our year-end review? I know you're a big fan of year-end review shows. Are we going to do that, Fred?
We should do one. I think it's only fair to the listening audience that we kind of like celebrate the year ending.
They should email in their year end questions for you. How about that?
That would be good.
Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Yeah,
so we got a note here from Andrew. He says, congrats to Drew Brees for being the all-time passing touchdown leader, though it doesn't quite mean the same today as it used to since the league's decision to encourage the passing game to keep games exciting and revenue up. The way quarterbacks are protected these days, everyone breaks passing records. Eventually, it's not special when anyone can do it. Brees will have the record 3 years maybe. Do you agree with that?
It's a very good point, Andrew, and I agree with much of what you say.
Okay.
What's interesting to me is that NFL seems to be up on their high horse and worried about stats, worried about authenticity,
right,
worried about cheating because of their vaunted record books and the way they keep records. Well, what's interesting is you've got the pro football who could care less about the statistics and about all these stats and everything because they keep altering the quarterback stats. He's correct about Brees will have the record for 3 years, maybe. Because you've got other quarterbacks out here, you know, who want people to break records, and they're going to make sure that the Drew Brees' record is broken. This is the 100th anniversary of the league, and it's ridiculous what they're doing.
So the game has changed a lot from when you play. Everybody's protected more. Is that the deal?
Well, the statistics are important, but the old statistics, that's why they changed all of the rules. They want to cheat the scoring by allowing the defensive backs to have to stay off of the receivers, so anybody coming off the line, you know, can catch a ball.
All right, Andrea is here and says, "What do you think about Josh Gordon being suspended indefinitely yet again? They need to be fined, but where it hurts, they'll stop eventually. What do you think?"
Antonio Brown and this guy should go to lunch together.
Really.
Just get rid of them.
You want them out, right?
Well, come on. I mean, how long do we have to put up with it? It's an honor and a blessing to be able to have the gifts that would allow you to make this amount of money in this sport. You have an opportunity to do something of value, and this is what he chooses to do. Get him out of here.
You see, you're God. You want him out, right? That's it. And by the way, the most searched athlete this last year was, you mentioned his name, Antonio Brown, named Google's most searched athlete. And but it's not for anything positive.
It's all for the negative.
It's all for the negative.
Yeah, so there it is.
There you have it.
You have a brat culture in pro football.
Now, we do have a little bit of time to kind of break this down because Dawn says, "Hey, Fred.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch the Rams game this past weekend? So sad. Now, what do you think?"
Yeah, I watched it.
So what do you think?
And I watched them just cough up the game under pressure. They came in there completely intimidated at the line of scrimmage. They didn't know what to do. That coach is a baby. He's an accomplished game caller. But you need a real leader as a head coach. That's what you need in that team.
What's lacking? What do you mean by a real leader?
You have to have someone to come in and motivate these guys with a game plan that says, "Here's what we're doing, and we're going to do it all day long." This is exactly what Jerry Jones told his team to do. "I gave you a $30 million running back, and you run the ball 9 times, and you're losing games. If you're going to lose games, you better lose them running the football." That's what the Rams need to do. They have now gone into a season, told their fan base, "Go ahead, we're going to be back to the Super Bowl. We have a great team." And in the face of not allowing the offensive line to give them what they need to allow them to establish the running game with Gurley, who's hurt. If he's hurt, get him the hell out of the game and start playing like you mean it. This team is limp. They're weak.
Bothers you a lot, doesn't it?
It does bother me a lot because I know what I know. I see things that not a lot of people see.
Yeah, you do. You analyze. You were an analyst on the.
I played at the line of scrimmage. You know,
and you see what's going on,
and you see the fact that these offensive coaches, these little babies. These guys who are 25 years old who are going to come out and they're going to make a big splash in pro football and we're going to call games. It's my play calling. No, it's not. It's having the brains and the intestinal fortitude to empower your offensive line to take control of the line of scrimmage with your running backs. If I were the Rams, I would say, can Gurley play at all? Can he run between the tackles? Can he play? Okay, let's put him in there. Todd, you're going to carry the ball today 31 times. And I don't want you coming off the field. If you can't play, raise your hand. And if you can't, we'll get someone else who can. And if you guys can't block, this game is going to prove that we either have a good team or not. You have to put it in the players' hands.
Here's the thing. It seemed the Rams were doing really well up until last year's Super Bowl, where Belichick and the Patriots just outplayed them totally, and they have not really recovered from that. That whole not being able to change the game plan at halftime or whatever, I think that was a big deal. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it's almost a year ago that happened,
yes.
And they haven't. I would come back if I was this coach, and I would come back and I would say, we're running the ball. I'm going to go out and draft a bunch of offensive linemen. I'm going to make some trades for some linemen. I'm going to run two tight ends with a wing, and I'm going to crush the point of attack at the corners of the defense. And I am going to control the line of scrimmage. And I don't care if it takes me two quarters, three quarters to establish and run a game. I'm doing it. And my offensive linemen will either perform or they'll drop dead on the field.
We get the fan mail. Get it into us. I'll tell you right now. Email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Again, that is Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, @crntalk.com. Straight ahead, we continue. It's the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer.
Attention sports fans, now you can watch every football game you want all season long without leaving your home with Dish for about $50 a month. Compared to your cable bill, you can save almost $600 a year. Call right now and sign up for Dish and watch every football game you want. With Dish, there are no boxes to pay, plus get free installation as soon as tomorrow if you call now. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch your favorite sports and channels on your smartphone, tablet, or laptop. Be one of the first 100 orders right now and get a free voice remote. Don't miss a single football game all year long and save a ton of money. Get a free voice remote and free installation as soon as tomorrow. But you gotta call All American Dish right now.
800-380-4452. 800-380-4452. 800-380-4452. That's 800-380-4452.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, Fred the All-Pro defensive end, the acting legend from Hunter, Land's End, Crisis, you name it, he's been there for you. Agent X, of course, play with the Rams, play with the New York Giants, New England Patriots there for a while. Just before the break there, we were talking about Magic Johnson, the Lakers, doing quite well this year. They've been in first place a lot of the time here in the Western Conference, and Magic Johnson, he says he wants someone to say, you're welcome. He spoke with Bill Plachke of the L.A. Times recently, the sports writer there, giving out bikes to children at a community center. And he wanted to make certain that he also is getting some of the credit for this hot start for the Lakers that they've gotten to right after he left. Now, this is the guy that didn't even tell his boss, Jeannie Buss, he was going to quit. He just held an impromptu press conference and quit and walked away without notifying his bosses or anything. Just, dropped his trowel right there and walked off the playing field. And the team, Here's what he's saying now, quoting him, and then we want to get your comments here, Fred. He says, this team would not be in the position it's in without me. He says, you know, he made some trades, made some deals. He got LeBron James to sign over there. He says, this was my strategy. This is what I thought we'd be in 3 years. I knew we were on the right track. Everybody wanted to do it their way, but I'm good with who I am. I think people respect what I've done for the team. Fred?
What? God.
Yeah, come on.
I had more input.
You did on the show.
Onto these people on this roster than he did.
Yeah.
And I had zero. I can't see. I don't know how he comes off with that. You know, he didn't pick any of these people. He walked out. He walked out on everybody. And we're left, you know, with this megalomania.
Remember, it was just terrible. He just walked out on the team.
He forgetting that people saw what he did?
Yeah.
And therefore saw what he didn't do. Okay. He was the lightning rod that communicated with LeBron. LeBron was going to move here anyway, put his kids in school. He wanted to get out of Cleveland. He wanted to come here and start here for his next career, which he's going to do. And so Magic was here and welcomed him, which is all true. And all of this stuff is wonderful, Magic. But what did you do when he got here? You threw together the worst combination of people. People who weren't shooters. There was nothing there to compliment. Look who you have now. Look at the present day roster and compare why they're playing so well. It's not just because they've got two of the better players.
Yeah. Your thoughts on this, email us freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
It's not too late to get something great. Get to Kohl's and take an extra 15 or 20% off. Save on the gifts they want, like fine jewelry, the Xbox One S, toys and games, a new Fitbit, fine fragrance, and so much more. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Plus, stores are now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. You'll find new gifts at every turn this holiday at Kohl's. 15 and 20% offers valid December 10th through 24th with promo code Big Savings. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash but have bad credit or maxed out cards? Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000, whatever your credit, with no paperwork. MoneyASAP.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks. If you have a checking account and a regular income source, you can get cash in your account as soon as tomorrow. Type this into your smartphone or computer address bar. www.moneyasap.com. That's moneyasap.com. MoneyASAP.com.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing, so get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will be the first head coach to get fired, or who will win the NBA MVP? Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, BetOnline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55. to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Touchdown! BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
We are back in the lounge. It's the Sports Lounge, coming to you from CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline, Sirius XM Channel 211. Thank you so much for joining us here on the show. Glad to have you with us. Email Fred, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Yes, that Fred Dreyer, the star of Hunter, the star of Agent X, star of Crisis, Land's End, you name it, he's
Gone
in movies.
Gone with the Wind. I wasn't Gone with the
Gone
Wind.
Gone with the Wind. He's the all-pro defensive end for the Rams. He was on the New England Patriots. Ask him about that someday. It's a good story over there. And the New York Giants signed him. All right, we got to get over here to our friend Adam is here. Adam Burns, sportsbook manager for betonline.ag. So, Adam, here's our problem. Yours truly, Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. We're really stinking. Fred, tell him what happened. Just go ahead.
There's 16 games, and we were 8-8. And, you know, I'm an expert in this, supposedly. I haven't got the slightest idea who to bet on.
We need your help, all right? So can we look at some games this weekend? Let's look at some Sunday games here. I got a couple I got to tell you about. First off, the New Orleans Saints-Tennessee Titans. There's like, what, the Saints are favored by 3 points, is it, on this one?
Yeah, I mean, this is a weird one. I mean, the Titans are still kind of playing for their lives. And the Saints at -3, we're taking, you know, I would say over 3/4 of the money on the Saints in this one. So, you know, we're going to be Titans fans. But, you know, the Titans have had some trouble the last couple of weeks, you know, missing field goals and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised that we're getting pounded on this. We're going to be pretty big Titans fans. But you know what? It's at this point of the year, and I'll be honest with you, it gets tough the last 2 weeks, right? Because some teams are playing for nothing. Some teams are playing for everything. So,
yeah.
You know, the lines are always trickier now, and you really got to be careful what you want to pick and choose.
Fred, you had a comment about the Titans and these missing field goals. What's the deal going on?
Well, the Titans are the first team since 1987 to have missed more field goals than they've made. So, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, that's obviously a problem.
Well, not only is that a problem, but they've been doing it all year, and they haven't replaced this guy. And they keep, you know, the league to me is so score conscious that everybody's kind of just discarded the acumen of skills and techniques and fundamentals with the respective jobs. And all of these teams, believe me, go belly up when the pressure's on.
The Rams still have a chance to do anything? 49ers playing for something? What do you think?
Yeah, well, the 49ers are 6.5, 7-point favorites, depending, going back and forth kind of thing. We're taking quite a bit on the Rams, actually, a little more than the 49ers, that they still have sort of a chance to make the playoffs. And, you know, they've been playing a little better as of late. But and the 49ers, you know, they've obviously surprised this year. I mean, how well they've been playing. This will be probably a pretty big bet game come Sunday. But that's obviously a game of interest for us, and I'm sure for a lot of other people.
Yeah.
And you know what? The thing is, with a team like San Fran, and I mean, this plays into it a lot, is there's sort of like, I might have said this before on the show, but there's a lot of teams that are public teams around the U.S., right? So the Dallas Cowboys, the 49ers, the Raiders, you know, the Steelers, these type of teams, they're always taking a lot of money just based on fan base. So sometimes we, you know, I'm not saying we skew the odds towards or against them, but it does play into it a little bit.
All right, Adam, what you mentioned, if Fred's neighbor keeps shouting at him, I like the Eagles this week. They're playing Dallas. Dallas was looking good last week against the Rams. This is like a 2-point game. It looks like, Dallas is favored by 2? What's going on with the Dallas Eagles game?
Yeah, I mean, this game probably should be a pick 'em. You know, it's a 50-50 game. But we opened it out as a pick'em, and then we saw a lot of early kind of smart money come in on the Cowboys. So it kind of shaded towards them. But I could see this maybe even coming back to near a pick'em or whatnot. But I think, you know, when you're looking at spreads of a pick'em, 1 or 2 points, I mean, you're just basically betting on the team that's going to win. And both these teams need to win. So I think that's a game that a lot of people going to be watching. And again, those are two teams, like I just mentioned, that have a big fan base. And I think that's probably going to be one of the most important games of the weekend.
What about the Jets? All of a sudden, they're stinking all year. Now they're playing the Steelers. Steelers are favored by 3. But what do you think on that game?
You know what? I'm not a big believer in the Steelers. I think the Jets, you know, they could be, the, you know, as they say, the spoiler team.
That's what we thought.
You're not a big believer.
What do you think?
If I were going to bet on that game, I would take the Jets, and I actually kind of like them in that spot at home, and just to kind of play the spoiler against the Steelers, who maybe are, you know, they did have some pretty big wins, you know, with a lot of, you know, question marks on their offense and their defense and stuff like that. So that'll be an interesting one, but I think that's one of my bets of the week is the Jets.
All right, Adam Byrne, sportsbook manager for betonline.ag. Check him out, betonline.ag. That's the website, BETONLINE, betonline.ag. Adam, I hope you helped us out here. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Adam.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
We're back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end. He is the acting legend. He's on Hunter, Land's End, you name it, he's there. So let's talk baseball for a second, because a lot of big players. Anthony Rendon, there was rumors he was going everywhere. He ends up with Artie Moreno, the owner of the Angels, signs him. And I didn't realize that Rendon was a spiritual good man. He seems to have a good family ethic about him. And he said he was thinking about the Dodgers, but he didn't want to live in Hollywood, so he went and signed up with the Angels. And you were talking before the show today that a lot of people don't know about the greatness of Mike Trout. And maybe with these two guys together, the Angels can have a chance to really spread some ground here. And they got a good manager now. And with Joe Maddon and this, this should be good, right?
It should be. I mean, they have a lot of talent on that team.
They do. They need some pitching still.
They don't have any
pitching.
They got pitching.
A little bit,
yeah. They don't have any pitching.
They got some. They picked up
they
some.
They don't have any pitching. They're not going to win anything. That's what I mean by that. You know, they're going to score a lot of runs if they can stay healthy. There's another caveat you have to look at, injuries. And let's see if Rendon comes in with a work ethic and it spreads to the team. I mean, you need people like Rendon. You need people who really work hard like our guy out there in center field. But for the most part, the season is established in the off season, and when you show up, that's where leadership kicks in, because everybody looks to see what everybody did in the off season.
Right.
And when you walk into the locker room and you go out on the field in the batting cage and you go out to run, shag balls and throw.
Right.
People know that you're serious and you know, hard work is appreciated. And if I'm Rendon, one of the things I want to make sure is, are there enough players on that team that carry that ethic out? If they do, they're going to have a good year.
So this could be good with Trout and Rendon together. This may be a good spark here for the Angels, Los Angeles Angels, to get going. Now, here's another thing, you know, and it just depends on the work ethic here, because he did well when he came back with the Dodgers. Matt Kemp was sort of semi-retired. He's going to the Marlins. He signed a minor league deal. Apparently, he doesn't think he's done. He thinks he can play, and so he's got a minor league contract. He's going to be invited to spring training, and he worked real hard to get up in the first half of the year when he was back with the Dodgers. He did great, and then the second half, he sort of tailed off.
No, the second half, his ass got as wide as it was when he retired. That's exactly what happened. He ate his way out of the league the second half of his last year with the Dodgers ago.
What he does on this thing here, he's 35, and he's a career .285 hitter. He was an MVP at one point.
Going through menopause.
He's okay. He watches what he eats. You know where he should go? He should have signed the deal with the Giants because they got that Gabe Kapler. Doesn't he make people on the team eat certain foods?
Peas and stuff? Yeah, right. All they had to do was bring in some groceries from the supermarket.
And you sign them up?
They would have signed him up immediately. And just start relabeling yourself. Start carrying around celery.
You know, time gets shorter and shorter, and it's like, here we are, the end of the year 2019. We're going to go through January and February. Pitchers are going to be going down. Spring training is going to start. We're ready into another basketball season. Super Bowl will be over, you know, after the first week there in February, whatever. It's going to be baseball time before you know it.
Yeah, you got 2 weeks left or so, 2 or 3 weeks left of the year. And then once the new year gets here, once January, February come here, it's all hands on deck.
Yeah, and I've got my blue wore today, my Dodger blue jersey without the name of the Dodgers or my name on the back, but I'm ready in case they need somebody.
Why did you wear blue today? It's a blue day.
It's a blue Christmas without you. I was sitting around, and all of a sudden you walked the door, and you saw how.
Why don't we have Elvis playing right now?
We should. We should be playing some good music.
We're just so lame.
Don't They Estar Santa Claus, one of my favorites with Augie Ray sings that one, and I believe we also have another one there. I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. All the greats.
Don't They Estar Saint Nick?
Don't They Estar
Where's Santa Claus?
Yeah, don't they start Santa Claus?
Yeah.
So that should be good.
Let's play it.
So what else is going on here today for Magic Johnson, by the way? Here's the thing. I want your comment on this. He thinks that he deserves more credit for the success of the Lakers this year. Now, what do you think of that, Fred? I know you're a big fan of this. What do you think?
Look, delusion does not escape all these people. You know, I've said this before. What we're asked to believe and to hold true is the fact that Magic is a tremendous businessman. Well, I think by his actions of what we've seen him do this last year, and therefore what he didn't do, it reveals the fact that that is more myth than fact. I don't think that you can behave the way he did and not lose credibility with being the type of a guy who can come in and make business deals and turn companies around. I'm going to be here, and therefore everybody's going to want to come. And we got LeBron, and now we're going to go out and get a bunch of guys and just throw together. And those were the worst players you could have put with LeBron last year. Once you got rid of Magic, they now got the roster that they wanted.
That's not a mistake.
That's not coincidental. This guy came in. He's a nice guy. He would rather sign autographs at the Starbucks than knuckle in 7 days a week, 12, 15 hours a day, and be a general manager. Ask Jerry West.
I got to tell you. Jeannie Buss and Linda Rambus, there's the ones. They're the best.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. And Fred, you know, we're getting ready for Christmas. And, you know, next week we're going to talk about reminiscing a little bit about Christmas. But you and I are going to spend Christmas Eve together. That should be kind of fun. Going to hang out and, you know, just sort of relax. That'll be good.
Yeah, it will be. It's this is a great time of year for everybody to get together. I do wish I was around my grandkids and, and my daughter when they were young. I had some great Christmases with my little ones, and it's just I miss it very much. It's a great part of life.
You know, they're good with you. I've heard them talk to you. They love you, and you're their grandpa, or what do they call you,
Poppy.
And so you're pretty good. Are they going to come out and see you maybe after the holidays? And
yeah, well, this next year, you know what's very difficult, and everybody can probably understand this. You know, everybody has their lives. Everybody wants to wish we all lived together right across the street and down the street and around the block. And wish we all be together, but we can't. And we're scattered all over the freaking place, and it's very frustrating for everybody. But I'm going to try like heck to get everybody together. You know, my daughter's divorced, and you know, everybody has their family get-togethers, and you know, you try to do the best you possibly can and be a part of everybody's celebration of Christmas, because it's a great memory for them and for you, certainly. But it's the type of thing that I want to work at and get better at as I get older.
Yeah, so as you get older and, you know, you lose some members of your family or they move away, as you mentioned, it's time to get together with the family and friends then as well, too, that becomes sort of like your support family. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to kind of get together and maybe see if there's a bowl game or something we can watch, huh?
You know, my friend Bob Stinner called me up last night and just said, hey, you know, this Saturday there's three NFL games on. I said,
yeah,
three?
Yeah, that's right.
Already? What are they? I mean, I guess they're...
Rams are playing.
I guess it's Rams 49ers. That's a good game.
That's the evening game. So it should be some stuff. That'll be fun to watch. Maybe we'll get together on Saturday and watch that, Fred. I don't know. Make that happen. All right, don't forget, email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
Well, again, Merry Christmas to everybody. We're not going to celebrate the oncoming New Year yet until we get there. We want to take one holiday at a time.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.